Coast Radio News for Tuesday, May 12, 2020. I'm George Henry. City of Florence is not giving up on the Rhododendron Festival. City Manager Aaron Reynolds says the streak of consecutive parades will not be stopped by the coronavirus. It will just be done through short snippets of videos submitted by parade regulars and citizens wishing to take part in creating a once-in-a-lifetime event, one that got a jump start over the weekend.
This weekend, we were able to get some of our regular scenes in a very small style filmed down on Bay Street and around that area.
The Roadie Cruisers cruised the streets for about half an hour with some motorcycle onlookers cheering them on. Reynolds says there were also some floats on Saturday that they filmed. She says it was done with a watchful eye concerning social distancing. The complete video will air on social media, including a Facebook Live event, as well as the Florence Area Chamber of Commerce's site at noon on Sunday. The COVID-19 death toll continues to rise among the elderly and at-risk populations in Oregon. Three more deaths were reported yesterday, all with pre-existing or underlying medical conditions. A 91-year-old Polk County resident that was diagnosed on May 2nd died on Sunday. A 64-year-old Umatilla County man died on Saturday, and a 77-year-old Washington County woman also died on Saturday. Here in Lane County, the numbers remain the same from yesterday, with their website reporting two different numbers. One lists the number of positive cases as 59, but their current status post exhibits 60 as the total. The county is nearing 6,000 total tests administered, which is less than 2% of the county's population. It could be as early as this evening for the governor to start advising county officials if their county will be included in Phase 1 of the reopening of Oregon. Lane County is hoping to be included in that group. 20 counties have submitted requests to reopen. That could mean that some businesses will be allowed to reopen their doors, including restaurants, as long as social distancing rules can be upheld. There is some concern that even though a complete opening does not happen, that people will travel to the coast in large numbers. Over the weekend, Florence saw an uptick in travelers, even though businesses were still shuttered. That's Coast Radio News for Tuesday, May 12, 2020.